From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to our program. We're moving on in our study of Mark's Gospel this morning. We're going to begin our reading at verse 35 of chapter 10. Be ready to read from that portion in just a moment or two. The new issue of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly magazine is available free to any listener who contacts us. I hope that you will. This new issue deals with the subject of worship and what the Bible has to say on how we should worship God. Please send for your copy. Tonight at 9 o'clock, I will be playing another extract from Jeannie Graham's testimony. I'd like to thank those who have requested copies so far. May the Lord bless you as you listen to it. The tape is free, so please send for a copy of that testimony. Now let me read from Mark chapter 10, beginning at the verse 35. And after that I will play a hymn sung for us by the Reverend William McRae. And the hymn is, It Is No Secret What God Can Do. But first, Mark chapter 10 and the verse 35. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldst do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit, one on thy right hand, and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. We'll end our reading there at the verse 40. May God bless our study of these verses together. Here's the Reverend William McRae singing for us, It Is No Secret What God Can Do.
Nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died.
Turning now to Mark chapter 10, the verses 35 to 40, and my topic is earthly ambitions. Given what the Savior had just been speaking of to the disciples, for James and John to make the request that they did shows how deeply rooted was the notion of the immediate appearance of the earthly kingdom of Christ. Despite all the Lord had said in verses 33 and 34, about his rejection by the elders and his death at their behest, the disciples did not seem to realize that no earthly kingdom was then going to appear. They envisaged themselves exercising great earthly power with all the accompanying honor and glory and majesty that would go with such power. Christians today may think that they would never make the mistake of James and John, given that they know how the gospel work of Christ has developed over the last 2,000 years. But is that so? I think that the same spirit that was at work in the hearts of James and John, and the other disciples as well, is still to be seen at work in our hearts today. While we know that Christ's purpose is not to presently set up his kingdom on earth, do not many Christians look for the experience of blessings that Christ has taught us belong only in the future? For instance, how many believers look for undisturbed joy, tranquility, to be their daily experience, and feel let down when it is not so? When trial and troubles come, be they spiritual or physical troubles, do we not feel that God has somehow failed us and we're not getting what we were led to expect we would experience once we got saved? Yet the Savior repeatedly told his people to expect trials and to expect tribulations. Here's what he said to his disciples in John chapter 16 and the verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Paul and Barnabas returned to the disciples that they had won to Christ on their first missionary journey, and we read of what it was they taught these new believers in Acts chapter 14 and the verse 22, where we read, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. So the first generation of Christians were taught to expect tribulation in this world. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and the verse 4, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. Peter informed the believers of the same truth when he wrote to them in 1 Peter chapter 4 and the verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. How timely that word is for this day in which we live. Dear Christian, trouble ought not to be looked upon as a stranger. It's not a strange thing, for in this world, as the Saviour taught us, we will have tribulation. Christ has not taught us to expect uninterrupted sunshine as we journey to the promised land. The unimpaired blessedness of the Christian lies in the future and not in this world. Yes, we are to expect help and we are to expect grace and support in the midst of our trials and troubles. But troubles there will be in this world. Again, I quote Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." This verse contains the explanation why some Christians do not live for the Lord as they should, because were they to do so, they would bring trouble upon their head. They would attract attention from the enemies of Christ. But let us remember that before the crown, there is the cross. Before glory, there must be reproach. Remember Joseph of Arimathea? John 19, the verse 38. "And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus." Joseph, for fear of the Jews, had never declared his faith in the Lord Jesus until that time that he openly owned Christ and took down his body from the cross and brought it and buried it. He showed respect, he showed regard, he showed devotion, he showed love for the Lord Jesus, and that openly. And I can tell you, that made him a target. But now he was gladly bearing reproach for Christ, and he no longer was a secret disciple. Are you a secret disciple today? Do you hide away, lest the world heap reproach upon you? I hope that it is not so. But let us own Christ, knowing that whatever trouble may come upon us as a result, a crown awaits those who bear the cross. We'll be returning to the topic next week in the will of the Lord. Do tune in to our program tonight, and don't forget to request a copy of our latest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.